Welcome back to another episode of the AW360 podcast, being recorded live from the fourth day of Advertising Week New York 2024, the 20th anniversary of Advertising Week New York here in New York City. Obviously, it's Advertising Week New York. I don't even know why I keep saying that. Probably because it's day four. Megan, hello.
How are you?
I am fantastic.
Hi, Richard. How are you doing?
I'm tired.
I bet.
Would you mind introducing yourself?
Yes, Megan Ram. I head up the Americas for Uber Advertising.
I'm tired. You're tired. You've been on so many panels.
Yes. No, it's been fabulous. We had Monday with NCS with Alan Miles and a great brand innovators panel today on sports. So exciting array of discussions this week.
But you've been busy besides that.
Yes. Very busy. Very busy.
I mean, Uber has revolutionized rideshare. You've revolutionized delivery of groceries. And now advertising.
Yes.
And well ahead of any sort of planned target. Can you discuss that?
Yeah. So taking a step back, if you just look at Uber's business, right, we're in 70 countries on the mobility side, 35 on the delivery side. It's a massive business. It continues to grow quarter over quarter, year over year. We see about 2 billion trips quarterly. So a massive amount of data that we have at our fingertips. And over the last two and a half years, formally, we've been building an ads business across surfaces, both Eats and Rides. We did have a bit of an offering for restaurants before that, but I've seen and amazing trajectory, certainly over the past couple of years, and hit $1 billion run rate just last quarter.
Tell me about the importance of personalization. If I really think of one of the things Uber does really well, it's y'all know me very well, I feel.
Yes. If you look at just the consumer behavior, right, I think consumers want to do more things with less apps, right? We're seeing that across user behavior, mobile behavior. So when it comes to our application and our services, we continue to think about, you know, recency and frequency of usage and what we can send to you, serve to you, that helps you get the best experience possible. So for you, it's like, am I seeing deals that are relevant for me? Am I seeing offers that make me want to purchase? Do you know my behavioral, my habits during the week, where I like to go for rides and eats, and how can we serve you up that experience? We look at the general consumer behavior because we are global in 70 markets, again, on the rideshare side, 35 for delivery. We like to think, how can we enable you to live your best local life? And how does that show up for you, your behavior, and versus me and what I like to see and do? So you'll see it through ad format, certainly through the use of our data, as well as the general merchant base and the restaurant, grocery, and convenience offerings that we serve you in your local community, in your local area.
And tell me about Uber's programmatic ad offering, which I was not very well aware of until this week. I mean, I assumed there was one, but I've just been using it. I mean, I've just been enjoying everything that I'm being offered. I tend to take these, you know, take advantage of these things, you know, take them for granted, yep, if you will.
Yeah. I mean, you know, our first order of business is, right, like, get the ad experience right for the consumers, make sure it's additive, that it's not detracting from the gross bookings or the important metrics that we see at the foundation of the app. As we've evolved the application to make it easier for our clients to buy, we've introduced options like the trade desk. We're partnering with Criteo on the search side to ensure that marketers can activate quickly there. We also have partners like Arock that we're helping to kind of, you know, facilitate some of the buying on our display inventory. And if we look at the future of that, you look at like our tablets announcements with T-Mobile in the access and expansion opportunities that brings in terms of scale. Mm-hmm. You'll continue to see us select core partners that can help us facilitate buying quickly for our advertisers, but also doing it in a way that, you know, is consideration, taking into consideration, obviously, how we're using data and making sure that it's in a controlled and privacy safe manner.
You know, we've seen a massive rise in retail media in the industry just over the past few years. Tell me about Uber's place in retail media, but specifically, what does it look like for you in 2025?
Yeah, we're going to see continued impressive expansion on the grocery side, on the convenience side, of course, as well as the restaurant space. We added partners this year, like a Domino's and a Costco, having a really exciting slate, particularly in grocery and convenience, as you look to Q1 of next year. So excited to tell you more about those announcements as they unfold. That will continue to also increase selection for our advertisers, but in our consumers, but affordability ability to. So you'll see additional improvements in our offers and personalization of those items as you want to shop and buy.
Well, I would be remiss not to ask you about some brand success stories. And I've been asked by my daughter to specifically ask you about one in particular. And she wanted me to ask you just by presenting you with a single word. Garfield.
Yeah, we had a great, we're obviously exploring autonomous delivery, right? And we had an exciting kind of collaboration with Garfield the movie. I think when you look at something like that, we're also thinking, how does it drive tune in, mm-hmm. viewership, and how eventually could it drive things like ticket sales downline? So, of course, have the tried and true ad formats that we're thinking about, but even kind of experiential and non-standard ways to reach the consumer and get them to drive business metrics for our customers. That was a simple use case with Garfield that potentially could turn in something more for entertainment downline. We also, of course, are every day driving the baseline and very important business metrics for our clients through first party conversion, as well as things like brand uplift. So no attention lost to the general kind of performance metrics that matter to clients as they're doing their always on buying and planning.
As we're in the 20th anniversary of Advertising Week New York, my last question really is just around your experience in the industry and what you've seen so far this week at Advertising Week. Anything that stands out that is surprising to you that maybe you hadn't thought you'd see, or some things that maybe you expect to see in the coming 20 years?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to be in this industry for over 20 years. Started my career in publishing and have been at a lot of major platforms. I think the evolution is rapid this past year. Has brought so many new entrants. When you look at the banks, right, the financial service companies, the travel companies, right, we're used to the big three in terms of platforms, and that's changing as long as with consumer behavior. So I think we'll continue to see new entrants in the space, but also from our clients and our marketers, a call for consolidation. That's both in the metrics and the measurement, as well as the partners that they work with. I think that's where we feel good about Uber's position in this mix. Again, it goes back to consumer behavior. Are they actually using your app? Are they using your services? And we don't, we only see growth there. We don't have any issues there. Another thing, of course, that's atop of people's minds is brand safety and how important that is, especially as we enter we're well into a new election cycle and some of the geopolitical considerations, right? So are you continuing to serve up places that are well lit, that are measured, that are brand safe, and that are good for consumers and brands alike, and the partners and the players that are doing that in a privacy-centric way will also continue to rise to the top.
Well, Megan, that was all I had time for, but I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show today. Thanks so much. Normally at this point in the show, I would say, hey, where can people find out more about Uber? But that seems rather silly.
People know. Open your phone. You have the app downloaded, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
So order some groceries tonight. Order some of your favorite restaurants and take a ride.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for taking the time to be on today.
Thank you.